Hello, folks. Welcome to It's Pomcast. I'm not starting again. We're going to keep going. Welcome to Pomcast, episode something or other. It's completely irrelevant. It's been a while since we recorded. Alan is not joining me today. He's taking some time with his family. For those of you who don't know, his father did just come out of hospital not very long ago. So he's spending some time with the family. So good on him. But unfortunately, that does mean I am going to be joined by Nikita today.
Unfortunately.
I must have read the script wrong. No, it's fortunate. I always enjoy spending time with you. It's good banter. And between you and I, you are a little bit prettier than he is. So.
Aww. Yeah. What do you want?
Just nothing really, apart from maybe to bash your house. Now, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, in Final Fantasy XIV, you can have your own house in a housing district. And we took a little trip to Nikita's house yesterday. Sounds rather perverse, but it is true. And it is a beautiful house. You did a very good job. And I would like to point out that I left a very loving comment in
your
guest book. Something along the lines of, I hate you, go die. And no, I tried hard with that one. I held it in. But no, it was a really, really pretty house. You did a very good job.
It's my first ever time decorating, so I was a bit all over the place. It took me forever.
It looks really good. I cannot say the same, as you know.
It's got nothing in it. You have ladders out in your back garden, and that's it.
I have a ladder, a dummy, and an etherite. That's it. Yeah. I am but a peasant.
We'll get decorating in there at some point.
Talking of peasants, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for the good. Lovely name.
Oh, come
there.
On. It's got to be see how many times we can take pops at each other in 20 minutes.
Yeah, true.
By the
true.
End of it, be like, fuck you.
Yeah, anyway, pretty much. I'll end up be fired again.
Oh, I wouldn't fire you. Be fair, you've gone from started as stupid. Well, actually, you just started as Nikita.
Yeah,
then
pretty
it
much.
Then it went to stupid girl.
Yeah.
I just for a brief couple times called you Nikki, which I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with. Yeah, still
getting
kind
used
of
to it.
It's different. And then what was the latest one?
Sleepy girl was the latest.
Sleepy
one.
Girl. Yeah, yeah. Sleepy girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, you do spend 65% of your time in bed with Martin. Now let me clarify. let me explain.
That's I'm glad not, you called him Martin bother. And not just, a cardboard cutout because that would
he
be
is
even
a cardboard
worse.
Cutout. For those who don't know, Nikita actually doesn't really have a partner.
For God's
he is
sake.
Just made of cardboard.
Yeah.
If you've ever watched Home Alone, well, you understand. Anytime you I imagine if we were invited over there, it'd be like, oh, sorry, Martin's upstairs right now. You can't come in right now. And there would be like a cardboard cutout on a train set going around with a shadow in the
just
window.
Just going across the stairs kind of thing.
That's kind of what I envision.
You've foiled my plan. You've ruined it.
I have.
Bastard. Now, you've ruined it.
Let us talk about what's happened recently. So we had KoopaCast not that long ago.
Yeah.
So I guess we could talk about that. And then we could talk about who wants to be a Gillionaire. And then maybe we could talk about today's announcement, which has been quite exciting. So KoopaCast was, I think, 2 weeks ago.
I think it was
I think it was like the 31st of January. So it was like just over 2.5 weeks ago. Covered a lot, talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did.
All right. God, didn't he? Shut up. Bloody hell. Was there anything in it that stood out to you as a...
I remember there being a lot of Tripom hints.
There's a lot of stuff going on with Tripom. So we've got all of Gen 5 releasing in March 28th.
Yeah.
And then we have these new location cards coming, which I know you've had a good old look at.
They are beautiful.
And I did show in a patron call a couple of weeks back, I think I showed people some of the early artist stuff that we were trying. And, it took a long time to find an artist that really was capturing the locations the way I wanted them. But the latest artist is, it's just brilliant.
So much more detailed. They look brilliant. Mm-hmm.
So actually that artist just sent me some more samples today that they're working on. And I can tell you that the two locations that they're working on, one is from Final Fantasy 1 and the other is from Final Fantasy 7. That's the two I'm looking at right now. And then there's one from Final Fantasy 12, and then one from Final Fantasy 9, and the other one is from 6.
That's a good variety there.
Yeah, like I've already written a list of 50 locations that I want. And they cover the entire series. So some of them are a little bit more complex to draw. Like, for example, the one that's being drawn from Final Fantasy 1, there is not much reference material.
Right.
So it's kind of go in and do what you think. Same with 6. Like, the location in 6, there's just pixel art. It's not really much to go on. The only plus side of the 1 card is it's a location that featured in World of Final Fantasy, which probably narrows it right down. But
yeah.
So there's certain things that the artist can pull from, but some of them are going to be tougher than others. And, you know, like 7, for example, I'm sure you can think of probably the number one location, which I'm going to feature in the series. And capturing an entire city in one card is quite challenging.
That sounds like fun.
They've done a really good job. So I'm really excited to see how that comes together. But kind of trying to have a nice mix of cities and more natural locations. So it'll be easy to do more than 50. And I hope if the artist enjoys what they're doing, that they'll stick around.
Yeah, definitely. They do look really good so far.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with them. But yeah, so Tripom's going to take up a lot of time. A lot of people were really excited about the Memoria, the collection book there. So we're getting quite close to finishing that. I'm hoping that the final test print will go out like March 1st and then everything will be great. So right now it's looking like it'll be 130 pages. That's just Generation 1, so that's only 2 events, right?
Oof.
But it does have artwork of the first 50 Tripom and all the photographs from the first 2 events, all the concept art. My email to Square Enix is in there asking for permission to do the event and not to get sued.
The please emails, don't sue me.
Yeah, basically. It was pretty much like that every fourth line. And then there's the emails that me and Alan first shared. Our first emails are in there. So there's quite a chunk of stuff to read. It's quite interesting.
I wouldn't mind getting my hands on one of those.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll find one. And what else? The vinyl went down very well.
Yes.
Pontus's vinyl.
That looks beautiful.
Now, there was a cast that Adam did with some of the community after the CooperCast Extra. And one of the points that people made is that they said that they were disappointed to see that we wouldn't be working with Pontus again. And that's not necessarily the case. Mogsart was always going to be 4 volumes. We don't know what the future holds. We may work with Pontus again. We're not going to discard him. He's still in the basement. He's fine. So if he wants to do more stuff, then we'll definitely look at that. So it's not that we're kicking him to the curb. It was just Mogsart was always destined to just be those 4 albums. Personally, I think Melodies of Midgard's his finest work. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm really kind of, you probably still have quite, did you end up, I can't remember the suitcase that you had left over. Did that have does it have Melodies of Midgard?
Yeah, it's got Melodies of Midgard. There's like 1 or 2 Mogsarts in there. But yeah, I've got quite a lot of the launch party stuff with me.
Oh, good. Well, that'll come in handy with the pop-up shop, which I'll get to in a minute. But
yeah,
the vinyl, I think, is going to be really successful. Now, I haven't actually had the chance to hold the vinyl yet. It takes 4 to 5 weeks for the test presses to be made. And I'm expecting to hear something more on that in about 1.5-2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then I'll have a physical copy in my hand to hold, to hear, to cry
at. Steal all for yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I'll be expecting the 100 copies in late March for distribution in early April. So I do think they'll go very, very quickly.
Yeah, they definitely will.
Yeah. And then we've got that. We've also got a special copy of Moe's, the Nibelheim incident with the custom cover on, which I'm quite excited for. But yeah, the pop-up shop. Does that excite you?
Yes. Anything to do with CooperCon and a physical event of sorts does really excite me. We're going to do it in London, aren't we?
Yes, yeah. London's the plan.
Yeah, that would be really good.
like as soon as we're in a position where, and I think we're starting to head there now, like, you know, you look at the cases in the UK, they're starting to come down. I think they call it the R number starting to decrease quite substantially. We can hope that once the vaccine's rolled out further and then they say, okay, you know, lockdown is over, non-essential travel is now allowed, retail is booming, then we'll be in a position to get everything out of storage and get it into London. And we'll you know, we're going to rent one of these pop-up shops. We'll make sure it's near like a big park or something so we can all hang out in groups and whatever and make sure that we're still, you know, keeping that physical distance.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be great. Like the UK storage locker has stuff that's been sat there since Pomex. So, you know, that's two and a half years worth of stuff just piled up.
Just waiting.
Waiting to go. Someone wants to be loved.
Yes.
In fact, true story, every now and again I do this because, you know, I'm a bit big-headed. I'll just Google CooperCon or whatever. And I found on eBay someone was selling the Pomex bag.
I saw that.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. It wasn't me, just so you know. I've got suitcases of stuff, but it's not me.
Now makes me question it. Now we know what's going on.
No, I actually
Nikita's selling her stuff. That's what's happening. She's selling all her shit. I also saw a bunch of like smashed up Mozarts on there.
Oh yeah, of course.
Which I thought was really
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see them.
What are you on about?
Smashed up Mozarts. Oh,
yeah, there literally is. Yeah, there's like a couple Mozarts that were still in the cellophane, but they were like cracked and they were selling them. So I don't know if they came from... And what I thought was odd is that they're located in the US. So I'm wondering if it's like... It sounds a bit iffy, but I wonder if the distribution company like sell off or like an employee was like taking copies that didn't reach the client. I don't know. So anyway, if you fancy a dodgy copy of Mozart, you can pick it off of eBay. But yeah,
no, so but that the Pomex bag wasn't mine. I use mine all the time, so you can let me off. Yes, I do. I actually use it all.
You got a new one in the mail, as you know. So
I know,
you'll get to enjoy that hopefully when it turns up. Anyway, if it turns up
in a year.
So we have the pop-up shops. Quite excited. I think, like, if I had to put, and again, this is just me kind of putting things together in my head, trying to work out when and how it could happen. I'm hopeful for the summer. I feel like the summer could be the opportunity, but again, it will be a lot about what the governments do, how free we are to travel.
Yeah, I think we're going to get more news next week on
early March is
plans.
When it's meant to be the big boom, isn't it? So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We are still planning the 15 launch. Anniversary events at the end of the year. So that's something that we're still
working on.
I mean, I'm still very confident that it will proceed. Like, again, if you can host a wedding for 100 at the end of the year, you can host an anniversary event for 100. So they'll be small and intimate, but still keeping that space. So.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
I think it'll be good.
There'll be a lot of hype for that.
Yeah, there will be. Well, I mean, 15 hype. Well, we might as well talk about it. Right. Oh, no, we might as well talk about Gillionaire first. So after that, we did Gillionaire. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. Thanks to
that
you and
fun.
Rachel for participating in the technical tests the day before.
No problem.
It was a real challenge because there's so many buttons.
You had a
shit.
Lot of buttons, didn't you? You'd like whittled it down to something like 40 odd or something.
Yeah, it was like 40-ish between the sound effects and the hotkeys. Yeah, it was pretty full
odd.
The original plan was like 60. And I was like, Alan, no. No, Alan, I'm not doing it. Sorry, you're just going to have to deal with it. So,
no.
But after a mini breakdown, I got through it. But I enjoyed it. It was fun.
And some of those questions were so hard.
They were tough, weren't they? Yeah,
oh,
some of them were tough. That's
really
Alan.
Hard.
That's Alan again.
Yeah.
Nutshell, Alan, he's evil with his questions. But no, it was fun and I would be willing to do it again. So. We'll see what the future holds. But I think the announcement that everyone's really talking about right now is the fact that we just announced that Darren DePaul will be the first guest for Pomline 4 on March 28th, which is CooperCon's fifth birthday.
I think there was a little bit of hype is a little bit of an understatement.
It was quite the reaction.
Poor show.
Good. Yeah.
She had so many tags that she had to deal with, bless her. But yeah.
Like if you're not in the community group and you haven't already seen the video, go to the
please
community
do.
Group, watch the video of show. Finding, we told show, because you were in the call. I know that people couldn't see you, but you were there.
Yeah.
I think that was, what was it like?
It was nine o'clock here, yeah.
So it was pretty much around now yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a great reaction.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. I was so glad to see it.
Yeah.
So glad to see it.
Everyone,
it would be brilliant
to
have
see it too.
Darren. Yeah, it would be brilliant to have Darren on.
I'm looking forward to speaking to Darren. And I saw a comment on Twitter, I think it was. Someone had tweeted, oh, finally they invite Darren. And you'll know. I mean, you've been around a while now. This is not the first time I've reached out to Darren. I think of at least four or five occasions, whether that's a physical or digital event. And unfortunately, schedules have never lined up. So to have this opportunity is a blessing. I think it'll be really, really good.
Yeah, really, really good. He'll be a lot of fun, I bet.
I think so. I mean, I interacted with him briefly at the ISEB stream on Twitch a couple. It was the same day as Pomline 3, actually.
Yes, I remember.
And he was like, oh, I've really wanted to do a KubaCon. It's just never worked out. So hopefully, you know, there'll be an opportunity for a physical event in the future.
Fingers crossed. That would be amazing.
Don't know why this is just, well, I guess because we were talking about Twitch, it came to my mind. I haven't seen you on Twitch in a while. You were playing 10 and then you kind of just disappeared.
No, I'm actually going to be online this weekend. So I was, last time I was on was the Wednesday before for mine and Martin's 14 wedding.
Right.
And I can't remember why I wasn't on this weekend. It was for some reason. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be on this weekend, most likely on Sunday.
Now, how far are you right now?
Just about to head to Luca. So I've just finished Killica, so on my way to Luca, which means Blitzball.
Have you ever won a game?
I have. I have won it at least once. It's just not, that's probably one of my least favorite things in the game. I just can't get on with Blitzball for some reason.
I don't think I've ever won during the story piece, right? Like at the beginning, so.
You've done it in like the side bit, like you've had a go at it later on.
Never won during the actual when it's part of the tournament. So I just started playing it on my Switch and actually it plays really nicely.
I haven't played it on the Switch. I've got 8 on the Switch.
Yeah, I think the reason why I play it on the Switch is for portability, right? You can just play it anywhere. Like as much as I could drag my PS5 or PC around.
So,
it's not going to happen. But I'm enjoying it. It's good.
Good.
Is there any other guests that you'd like to say? Oh, God, yeah, you already know the guests.
I already know. I could name some if you really want me to.
Oh,
but...
yeah. No, don't. Yeah. So there's going to be someone, so some of these are not 100% confirmed, but there will be somebody from 14. That's the hope. You may be seeing another face from 15 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be seeing someone else from another title, but I won't say any more than that. Also, I might have a community guest up my sleeve as well. Someone who's quite well known in the community, has never done anything with Kupo specifically, apart from just conversations between myself and them. But we'll see when we get a little bit closer.
That one I didn't know about the community guest. So I'm intrigued.
Well, you don't know everything.
No, I don't. There you go. No.
Stop sleeping all the damn time.
I like my sleep.
Mm.
When
like
you're 14 stuck at home
too.
All the time. Yeah, 14 and sleep.
14 and sleep. Poor Martin.
I know.
Do you know, every time I hear the name Martin, I can't help but hear it with the Doc Martin sound to it. Have you ever watched that, Doc Martin?
Do you know what? If I have, I can't remember it.
You've never watched Doc Martin? Holy shit.
I don't remember
the comedy
it.
Doc Martin. You've never watched it? Oh Christ!
I'm one of those people where I'll say that I haven't seen it until I actually see it on the screen, and I think, oh yeah.
I'm trying
I have
to think
it.
Of the guy.
I'm trying
who
to Google
plays
it.
Doc Martin now. Doc Martin. Mm-mm. Who plays it? Oh, it's going to come to me and then it's going to really bug me. What's his name? Martin Clunes.
Yeah. I've just Googled it. Yeah, I do recognize it.
Because his wife always says Martin. Martin.
Martin.
And every time I hear it now, that's all I hear. Sorry. Anyway, completely random fact.
Now you know how, well, I'm trying to think of how to say it now. My words have gone in a tongue tie. Now you all know how often Alex thinks of Martin and how he always thinks of his name. And
the desperate jealousy. You know, how did he end up with someone like Nikita? Sickening. Sickens me.
See, whenever you say nice things.
I want
things.
Somebody good with decor, like you know, like who can do a good rotation on 14. Sorry, Natalie, but you let me down. You let me down.
See, whenever you say compliments to me, I'm always thinking he's thinking otherwise. He's always thinking otherwise at the back of his head, thinking,
I think I'm quite nice. Like, the people I insult are the people I like or that I'm comfortable with.
You've just got to know your audience.
Like Chris, for example. Poor Chris. You know, like I abuse Chris. Like, no, tomorrow, join the Discord anytime. If it's me and Chris, I'll abuse him badly. Yeah. But it's all love, like, you know.
No,
it's a different kind of beating.
Yeah, and you got shoved into a speed dating room together, didn't you, during the 14 speed dating event?
Did, yes, and I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I thought you would.
Yes, it was not quite what I expected when you said come to room 50, and I knew that was your room, and I knew that that was what we lovingly call the sex dungeon. So I was quite excited, but I was rather disappointed if I'm, but
aww,
you know, once
Chris.
Well, you know, I mean, it's Chris, isn't it? There's only so far a sweater can take you. But what I did enjoy is once he led down on the bed, he hit a button and his gear had changed to what was not a sweater. So anyway, I know that I know as an outsider listening to this, you must be thinking, my God, I'm so glad I don't play 14. So yes.
Please
there's
don't
some
think
weird
that.
Shit
it's a
that
lot
happens
fun.
On 14.
It's a lot of fun, though. Everyone is so lovely.
Like
and we all get on and we all get stuck into
ice skating.
Content. Oh,
yesterday.
The ice skating rose.
Yeah.
That was glorious. That's
a weird community. Very weird.
Yeah, but it's great, though. I'd rather have a community
thanks.
That was slightly mad than
thanks
boring.
For the patron money, but you are a bit odd. Thanks for supporting. No, the 14 community is very strong, and there's been talk recently of doing a online KoopaCon on the 27th, the day before Pomline in 14, which would kind of include like FC members' houses and stuff, and have quests, and so I'm kind of quite excited by that idea.
That would be really good.
So I kind
really,
of maybe
really
we should put together a committee. I'm sure right now, somewhere in a corner, Cloud is holding her chest as I say the word committee, and she's like healing on the floor. But
no.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Oh, bless her.
Anyways, well, look, I guess we could wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Again, it is appreciated. I don't know if the booster packs have reached people yet. If not, they will be in the next couple of days, and based on, you know, typical times. If you've got a store order in, I won't lie to you, they seem to be moving very slow. I know that Julesy mentioned that she just got hers and her order was placed on the 31st of December.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you an idea of the time it's taking right now. But I assure you that we are shipping them in reasonable time. We haven't shipped any orders from Who Wants to Be a Gillionaire yet because it's been tax week for Kupo. And let me tell you, that is a messy, messy job. So now that that is done, we'll start shipping those orders out. And
it's just you and Nat doing it as well, isn't it?
Because
you usually have help, but...
Yeah, we would, but in this case, can't do much about it. Good old COVID.
Yeah.
But Nikita is going to remind you of something really cool that's happening on Patreon on the 27th, I think it is.
Oh, can't wait for this. It's for the higher tiers, though, isn't it, for Patreon?
Yeah, it's for the top tier.
Yeah, it's going to be the call with John Bentley. That will be really good.
The reason why we've made it top tier is because A, we're greedy. No, we did it because we didn't want the call to be like 40 or 50, 60 deep, right? Like if we made it the 20, it would, honest to God, we probably have like over 100 people in there.
Yeah, you would.
And also we pay the guests. So we want to give them a nice chunk to say, here's an honorarium. Thank you very much for supporting us. And also we recognize that they need to earn money too, right? Like a lot of voice actors and people in video game industry rely on conventions and whatnot for, you know, to top up incomes. So it's nice that we're able to do this for them. I do actually already have somebody planned for March. Have I told you who that is?
No, you haven't. Mm. See, I really don't know everything.
It's someone who has been on a POM line previously.
That doesn't narrow it down. You have so many guests.
I know, I know. I'm a whore for special guests.
No comment.
No comment.
I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, off I go to find a lawyer. Okay. Well, look, we'll wrap it up. And thanks again for the support, folks. And we will speak to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye. See you soon. Bye.